Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing, and we're glad in it. Today is Wednesday. It is the 8th day of December, 2021, and we're grateful that the Lord has allowed us to be here such a time as this. We are here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are a circle of friends, and we know a friend who's closer than a brother, and that is Jesus Christ himself, so good, and his mercies endure forever and ever. It is in him we live, move, and have our being. There is nobody like our God, so we look to him who is the author and the finisher of our faith. And so as we are here, we just want to just continue to give God praise, honor, and glory because he is worthy. So you can see as we get up, my thing is we should just give God a shout, give him a praise to let him know we really do appreciate him. He has done so many great things down through the years, even when we were out there stumbling around in our sin and our dark place. The Lord was right there with us and for us, and he allowed us to come here, allowed us to come into the kingdom. So we're grateful for today, grateful for those who are here right now, those who will come later. We appreciate each and every sister and brother who comes to share in what we're doing. And, you know, not only are we here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, but there are people all over the world who are praying and interceding, standing in the gap and making up the hedge. And we appreciate our fellow helpers in the Lord. So there are just so many people who love God, and I love God, and I love people, and I'm just so grateful today for the opportunity to share in what God is doing. It is so marvelous in our eyes, so we just thank the Lord this morning. We praise you, O God. We magnify your name, O God. You are so awesome, Lord. You are better than anything, O God, in this world. You are the one and only wise God, the perfect God of the universe. We thank you that you're a yea and amen, and your word lets us know that let man be a liar and God be the truth. So we are grateful that we know that God is true. He's the true and the living God. So Lord, we just praise your holy and your righteous name. Lord, we look to you, Lord, who takes us from faith to faith and glory to glory. My God, we thank you that because of you, we are here today, oh God, and we thank you, Lord, today that no matter what is happening, oh God, we know that we can trust in you, God. We thank you, Father, today that when nobody else is around, nobody is available, Lord, we can call on you, oh God. We call on the name of Jesus, Lord, and we realize that as we call on the name of Jesus, we can be saved, oh God. So we're grateful today for Jesus Christ and what he did and dying on the cross. He came to this earth in the form of sinful man, but he knew no sin, and we are grateful today that he did do what he was supposed to do, oh God, to give his life. Yes, he gave his life for all of us. He hung on that cross and all the pain and the shame. So we thank you, Jesus, for hanging there for each and every one of us. You died once for all of us, and we're grateful for that. You went into the grave and then you came out victorious over death, hell, and the grave. So we're grateful because of your victory. We have the victory today, God. Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you, Lord, that we are transformed by the renewing of our minds, and you keep us in perfect peace as our minds are stayed on thee. Oh, my Father, we thank you so much, Jesus, that you have called us friend. You are a friend who's closer than a brother. We thank you, Jesus, that you are the good shepherd, and as your sheep, we know your voice, and a stranger we would not follow. Thank you that you are Emmanuel, God with us. My Lord, we just praise your name this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus, my Jesus, we thank you that you are the King of all kings, and we know that there is nothing that can do us the way you do us, and that is because you're right now sitting at the right hand of the throne of God, and you're interceding on our behalf. So thank you, Lord, for Jesus this morning and what he has done. And even when he left this earth realm, he sent the gift of the Holy Ghost. My God, we know that it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. So we thank you that the spirit of the living God is falling fresh upon us today. We thank you that the spirit of the living God leads us, guides us, teaches us all things. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, praise the name of the Lord. My God. We just thank you, Lord, today that we realize that we must die daily to sin. There's a war going on between the flesh and the spirit. And we pray that our spirit, man, will continue to rise up above this flesh. Oh, Lord, we thank you for that today, that we have the power and the authority to tread on serpents, on scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt us, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today for your grace and your mercy. Thank you that you are our hiding place today. We know, Father, today your word tells us, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So, Lord, teach us how to wait on thee, oh God. Lord, there are different situations and circumstances going on in our lives. And we do realize, oh God, that if we just wait on you, oh God, and be patient, oh God, everything will work out just fine, oh God. My Lord, we know and we realize that we will not always have peace and joy all day long, oh God. But we realize, Lord, that when there are things going on, we can look to you, God. We can look to the hills from whence cometh our help, because our help cometh from the Lord. Hallelujah, which made heaven and earth. So I say, heal today, O God, and we shall be healed. Saved today, Father, and we shall be saved. For thou art our praise, O God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Praise you, praise you, praise you, God. My God. There are many people who are in the hospital right now with sickness and diseases in their bodies, oh God. And we know, Father, today that you're the one who can heal. You're the one who can deliver. You're the one who can set them free, oh God. Somebody has a serious fever today, God. And we know, Father, today that you can lower the temperature in their body. So we thank you, Lord, for healing that person, oh God. Thank you, Lord, today for those who may have had a broken bone in their body, Lord, that the doctors may have put back together, Lord. We pray that they will heal completely. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, make it la shaita makuna na 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 shaita makira da 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 shuta makira. My God, those who have had hip replacements, oh God, and knee replacements, Lord, we know, Father, today that you can heal them right now in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, today that healing is the children's bread, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My God, pray, Father, today for the babies who were born prematurely, oh God, that you help their bodies to develop normally, oh God, and even mothers who are carrying children right now, oh God, my niece Brittany, oh God. We pray, God, today that you will bless the baby to grow healthy and strong, oh God, and that she will come to forth, God, and bring the baby forth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray, Father, for babies all across the land, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for their protection, oh God, all around this world, God, their children and babies in very difficult places, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we pray, God, today that you help to heal, oh God, and deliver, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My God, there are those who have high blood pressure, sugar, diabetes, scoliosis, multiple sclerosis, oh God, and cancers in the body, oh God. We pray for those today, God, HIV and AIDS, oh God. You're the one who can heal today, Father, in the name of Jesus. My God, those who have blindness in their eyes, oh God, you can open up those eyes, oh God. You can unstop the deaf ears, oh God. You cause the lame to walk and the deaf to talk, Lord. And I mean, those who cannot speak, oh God, will begin to speak, Lord. Those who are deaf will hear once again. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father. We bless your name today, oh God. Those who have arthritic conditions, oh God, heal those joints, oh God. Take away the swelling, oh God. In the name of Jesus, medical, shita, my God, you can let the blood of Jesus mingle with their blood, oh God, and purify the blood. Those who have blood diseases today, God, those who have kidney diseases, we know that you can heal this morning in the name of Jesus. Those who have some kind of disease with their spine, oh God, you can heal that. Thank you for healing my daughter, God. Thank you for healing her back, Lord, and her hand, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for healing Peggy this morning, oh God. We thank you for the deliverance in her mind and in her body, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Uncle Marvin, God, and our cousin Raymond, oh God, thank you for healing the cancerous cells, oh God. Oh, my God, my God. We thank you, Lord, today that you heal Rochelle today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So many people who have different kinds of cancer, cancer of the brain, cancer of the lymph node, cancer of the lungs, oh God, breast cancer, oh God, prostate cancer, oh God, blood cancer, Lord Jesus, my God, ovarian cancer, Marco Lee, Shiti, La Sheta, Manina. My God, somebody may be getting some kind of a treatment, oh God, for this cancer, Lord. We pray that the treatment will work, Lord, and that they will not have to continue to go to the doctor, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my Lord, we pray for miracles this morning, oh God. Let the miraculous healing take place today, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We bless your holy name, God. I thank you for Roderick, oh God, that you heal his mind, oh God, that you draw him out of his darkness, oh God, into your marvelous light, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I bind up the demonic spirit of drugs and alcohol, Lord, over Stanley's life, oh God. In the name of Jesus, draw Roy to you, oh God. Take away the stubborn spirit in his mind, oh God. In the name of Jesus, make a my God, we believe, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that people will be delivered today, God, in the name of Jesus. Doctors are out there, some of them are scratching their head because they don't have the right diagnosis. They don't understand why some people are sick today, God, but you know, God, and we know, Father, today that you can heal. Let the miracle come forth today, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. There are those who need mental healing this morning in the name of Jesus. Schizophrenic demonic spirits, we come against you right now. We bind you up and cast you into the abyss where Jesus would send you. We loose the spirit of a sound mind today, God, in the name of Jesus. Every lunatic spirit, we bind you up right now in the name of Jesus, and we loose the spirit of freedom right now in the name of Jesus. Let the freedom come into the lives this morning in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father. There are those who are contemplating suicide. We come against that spirit and bind up the spirit of Cain right now in the name of Jesus. That murdering demon, we bind you up and we loose the spirit of life and life more abundantly, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We bless your name, God. We come against all the strongholds, oh God. We pull them down in the name of Jesus. We have authority, oh God, over Satan and all his imps, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray for the victory, oh God. We pray that people will realize and recognize that they must choose today whom they shall serve. Let it be Jesus Christ. Let it be, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise your holy and righteous name, oh God. We pray for those, oh God, who feel like they can't live anymore, God, that they have so much pressure on their minds, on their lives, oh God, that they don't know what to do, God, that they will turn to you, Lord. We pray for divine appointments this morning, oh God, that you will connect somebody, oh God, who can give a kind word, oh God, who can show some love, oh God, who can tell them about Jesus Christ, the Holy One. Hallelujah. For Sheeta, the strong deliverer, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today for just drawing people out of depression this morning. So many people are depressed, oh God, downtrodden, oh God. We know, Father, today that they can receive you into their hearts, oh God, and begin to rejoice, God. Some of even in the body of Christ, oh God, if they would just begin to rejoice in you, God, and let go and let God. My God, I believe that the blood of Jesus can wash and cleanse and help the people's minds today, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for that blood. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes. We praise you, God, today because we can run through a troop and leap over a wall because we have the power of the anointing in our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God. I pray for families this morning, oh God. So many families are fighting one another, have been doing it for years and on end, oh God. We know, Father, today that the peace of God can come, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Take away the hatred, oh God. Those, oh God, who have been hating one another from babies, oh God, from children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, make a shira da da shana, kulira da makuna na na shana. My God, I lose the spirit of love this morning, oh God. We need love in these families, oh God, peace in the families today, oh God. Jesus Christ himself spoke to the wind and the waves, and he said, peace be still. And I say this morning, peace be still to every storm in our families this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, moko le shata na makina astana ko le da 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 astura, e da 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 shana ko le da 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 shana ko le da da makona. My God, I pray that the sisters begin to love one another, the brothers begin to love one another, the fathers and mothers begin to love the children, oh God, and the children will love the parents, oh God, and sisters and brothers will begin to come together once again, Lord, and love each other, oh God, forgive each other, oh God, for things that have happened, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My God, we come against generational curses, oh God, we bind them up right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we loose the spirit of Jesus Christ today, oh God, to heal, to deliver, to set captives free today, Father. In the name of Jesus, my God, I pray for obedience for the children in the homes today, Father. In the name of Jesus, let them be obedient to their parents, oh God. This is good, oh God. This is perfect, Lord, because they will be able to live long upon the earth, oh God, to obey their moms and dads, oh God, to honor them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, those children who are trying to usurp authority, even in the schools, oh God, we pray, Father, today that they will come to a place of surrender, oh God, surrender to you, oh God, and that will help them in the classroom, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And speaking of classrooms, Father, we pray for protection over our children in the schools, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, reveal the plans, oh God, of the wicked this morning in the name of Jesus, so that they would not be able to carry out evil plans and plots today, God. In the name of Jesus, help the teachers in the schools, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, I pray that the teachers will be able to teach their children, oh God, and the students will be able to grasp the lesson, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, I pray a special blessing over Benjamin this morning, oh God, that he will quiet his spirit, oh God, that he will do right in the classroom, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that he will be focused, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that he would not disturb the class, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that he would not disturb his fellow students, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that he will be obedient to his parents, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that he will honor the older ones, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we pray, God, today, that he will receive Jesus as Lord, Savior, and King, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and that's for Celeste, Benjamin, Abraham, and David, oh God, bless the Gibson home, oh God, Jamila and Ben, Lord, help them to continue to be the parents that you called them to be, oh God, that they will have the love of God between the two of them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God, we just bless you this morning, oh God, we glorify your name, God, because you're the one, oh God, who can bring about change, my Lord, my God. We pray for the children who are being molested, oh God, in their homes, oh God, in the schools, God. We pray, God, today and come against a demonic spirit of sodomy, oh God. Sodomy shall not continue to rule in some of these homes, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for relief for these children, oh God. Some of them are afraid to lay down at night, Father. Some of them are afraid to wake up in the morning, oh God. We pray for these parents, oh God, the perpetrators of the crimes against our children, that they will come to Jesus Christ, oh God, and renounce and denounce that perverted spirit, oh God. In the name of Jesus, made a stood up, made a colluded in the state, and a la 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 la, shot him a cooler than a cedar. Oh, my God, I lift the spirit of purification this morning, oh God. Let the hearts be pure towards you, God. Let the hearts be pure towards their children, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let the parents begin to protect the children, oh God, and not harm the children, oh God. Some of them are beating their children unmercifully, oh God. Some of them are mad at each other, oh God, and they're taking it out on the babies, oh God. I pray for peace, oh God. I pray for relief this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise your holy and your righteous name, oh God, because you are a righteous God. You are a perfect God. So I thank you, Lord, today for what you're doing. And it's marvelous in our eyes today, Father. So we bless you this morning, oh God. We pray for the spirit of salvation. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, let salvation come. Let there be revival in the nation that we live in, oh God. Revival in nations around the world, oh God, that people will have a renewed interest in the things of God and not be stumbling around in darkness, oh God. My God, we see the sign of the times, oh God, and Jesus is soon to come, Lord. Let us be ready, oh God. Let us be ready when Jesus comes back for his church without a spot or a wrinkle. It's in the name of Jesus I pray and I thank you. I say hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. So, Chris, I'll go ahead and continue the facilitation this morning. Amen.
Amen. Lord God, we just thank you this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we just lift you up this morning, and Lord God, just magnify your holy name, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, that you've given us another day, Lord God, another day to be thankful, Lord God, to worship your holy name, Lord God, to give you all the praise, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to see this new year, Lord God, and go into this new year, Father God. Lord God, we thank you for all the changes that you're making, Lord God, in our life, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for every door that you're opening, Lord God, and every door that you're closed, Lord God. We're asking you, Lord God, to be the lamp at our footsteps, Lord God, guiding us, Lord God, helping us to make good decisions, Lord God. Lord God, we bind all fear, Lord God. Lord God, we know that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for taking us to that promised land, Lord God. Lord God, the land flowing with milk and honey, Lord God. Lord God, you said just as you was with Moses, you would be with just like you said to Joshua, as you was with Moses, you would be with him. And Lord God, we know that you're going to be with us, Lord God, through every situation, every trial, every tribulation, Lord God. So we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for sticking closer than a brother, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for being our peace in these certain situations, Lord God. We thank you for being our solution today, Lord God. Solution to those prayers, Lord God, that we've been praying for so long, Lord God. We know that you are going to give us a solution today, Father God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for unexpected, Lord God. We asking you for unexpected breakthroughs, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, give us the divine connection, Lord God. Lord God, connect us to the things, Lord God, that only you have for us, Father God. Lord God, give us that divine connection, Lord God. Lord God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, those prayers that we've been praying all year, Lord God. Lord God, that we will receive solution to them, Lord God, before the end of this year, Father God. Lord God, you know those things, those desires of our hearts, Lord God. You know those family members that we've been praying for, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for Yolanda, Lord God, Toshiba, Father God, Sierra, Joshua, Lord God, TJ and Jadon and Kenyon, Father God, and Denver and Dallas, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you would just anoint each and every one of them, Lord God. Open their eyes, Father God. Open their spiritual eyes, Lord God, that they may see, Lord God, the goodness of Jesus Christ, Lord God, and the importance of a relationship with you, Lord God. Lord God, that we can be in a relationship with you, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God, for you are good and righteous, Lord God. And I thank you, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for interceding for us, Lord God. I thank you for being at the right hand of the Father, Lord God, interceding for us daily, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for salvation for each and every family member, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for those, Lord God, that may be grieving, Lord God, or going through a hard time around the holidays, Lord God. I pray for my Aunt Betty, Lord God. I pray for her healing, Lord God, as she grieves, Lord God. I pray for her, Lord God. I pray for her strength, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God. Lord God, I just give you thanks, Lord God, that we come together, Lord God, that we can stand together, Lord God. You said where two or three are gathered, you'll be in the midst, Lord God. So we thank you for being in the midst of these prayers, Lord God, that we can stand in the gap for those who can't stand in the gap for themselves, Lord God, that we can pray for those, Lord God, that need salvation, Lord God. They don't even know what they need, Lord God. We're praying, Lord God, that you heal those voids, Lord God. Lord God, those hidden gaps, Lord God, in their life, Lord God, where they just don't know what they're needing, Lord God. But, Lord God, we know, Lord God, they need you, Lord God, because you are the way, the light, Lord God. You are everything, Lord God, and everything that we need, Lord God, is in you, Lord God. So we thank you this morning, Lord God. We give you all the glory, Jesus. We magnify your holy name, Jesus, Lord God. We give you honor, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that we don't have to be bound in certain situations, Lord God, that you have given us freedom, Lord God. Freedom, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for strategically placing us, Lord God, as we go into this new year, Lord God. Lord God, that you're strategically placing us, Lord God, where we need to be, Lord God. Lord God, anything in our life that's slowing us down, Lord God, or slowing down the plan of God, Lord God, in our life, Lord God. Lord God, let it be removed today, Lord God. Lord God, let it be removed today. Anything trying to distract us, Lord God. Anything trying to distract us, Lord God. Let it be removed out of our life today, Lord God. Lord God, help us to find our helpers, Lord God. Lord God, those that are supposed to help us along our journey, Father God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that we will locate us today. They will locate us, Lord God. Any pain or suffering, Lord God. Lord God, coming in our life, Lord God. I pray right now, Lord God, that you give us our divine connection, Lord God. Lord God, lead us to our divine connection, Lord God. Lord God, help us to be, Lord God, in right standing with you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, anything that's trying to bind us, Lord God, and keep us from growing, Lord God, that's trying to put us in a cage, Lord God, that's going to try to stunt our growth, Lord God. Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that it be removed, Lord God. Lord God, release your ministering angels upon us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I declare and decree, Lord God, that you deploy our ministering angels to help us come into our destiny, Lord God. That we come into our destiny, Lord God. Lord God, we challenge the spirit of fear over our life and our family and our loved ones, Lord God. I declare that you are banned from my life and the life of my family, Lord God. No fear will come near us, Lord God. No, Lord God, no fear, Lord God. We bind all fear, Jesus, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. The name above all names, Lord God. I pray for a miracle over my finances, Lord God. And I pray for a miracle over every person on this prayer line finances, Lord God. Lord God, that we will have more than enough, Lord God, that we will have an increase, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Anything in our past, Lord God, meant to keep us in shame, Lord God, may it be removed today, Lord God. Remove it, Lord God. Anything trying to hold us back, Lord God, anything trying to remind us of our past, Lord God, what you brought us from, Lord God. Lord God, let it be removed today, Lord God. Anything blocking the flow of essential resources in our life, Lord God, let it be paralyzed today, Father God. Lord God, we're looking for that divine connection, Lord God. The connection, Lord God, that only you can give us, Lord God. That divine direction, Lord God, that only you can give us, Lord God. You are the lamp of our footsteps, Father God. Lord God, anything trying to hinder our prayers, Lord God, and the prayers of the righteous, Lord God, we reject it in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh God, my Father, let your mercy prevail against any judgment upon us, Lord God. Let your mercy prevail, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, let us be teachable, Lord God. Give us a teachable spirit, Lord God. Listening ears, Lord God. Help us to be attentive, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. For we are overcomers, Lord God. Lord God, any satanic arrows, Lord God, is targeted towards my family, Lord God, or my business, Lord God. I command, Lord God, that they be returned to the sender, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Anything meant to harm my business, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that it be removed right now, Lord God. I receive a divine immunity, Lord God, that, Lord God, against anything trying to come against the spirit of knowledge of Jesus Christ in my life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, Lord God, any rebellious power, Lord God, in our life, Lord God, may it be silenced today, Lord God. Lord God, today is the day that the Lord has made, Lord God. Let us be glad and rejoice in it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, because we know our miracles is on the way, Lord God. There is a move of God in our life, Lord God, and that you are our helper, Lord God. Let our helpers, Lord God, that find us today, Lord God. Lord God, we stand on the word, Lord God. Lord God, we stand on the word of Jesus Christ today, Lord God. The Lord God, that we see, help us to see your plan in our life, Lord God. Help us to see our plan and your plan for our life, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, help us to eat of the fruit of our labor, Lord God, and stand on the word of God, Lord God. Today and every day, I will live above every expectation, Lord God. Help us to live above every expectation, Lord God. We will overcome every restriction that's been placed on us, Lord God. We stand on the word of God. We will not be bound, Lord God. We will not be bound, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us freedom, Lord God. Thank you for freeing us, Lord God. Nothing will hold us back, Lord God, and nothing will stop us, Lord God, as we move forward, Lord God. Help us to move forward, Lord God, just like the Israelites kept moving, Lord God, to that promised land, Lord God. Help us to keep moving, Lord God. Help us to keep moving, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you break every yoke of limitations over our life, Lord God. Break the yoke, Lord God, of limitations over our life, Lord God. We pray for that every spiritual cage trying to bind us, Lord God, will be removed today, Lord God. Anything that's trying to cause us to suffer, Lord God. Lord God, help it to be removed today, Lord God. Lord God, we break through every limitation, Lord God. We break through every restriction, Lord God. We break through every barrier that the enemy has set out for us, Lord God. Lord God, any power anywhere that's trying to make it difficult for us, Lord God. Lord God, for us to receive greatness, Lord God. Any power anywhere trying to bind us, Lord God, from be difficult for us receiving the greatness, Lord God. Lord God, help us to be removed today, Lord God. Any form of limitation trying to make us suffer from any possible opportunity, Lord God, let it be removed today, Lord God. Lord God, I pray that you deposit a treasure into our life, Lord God. Lord God, place something down on the inside, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray that this new year, Lord God, be unlimited success, Lord God. Lord God, that you will have your hand over everything, Lord God, that we do, Lord God. That you will be in the midst of everything that we do, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray that we achieve everything that we desire, Lord God, because you said you will give us the desires of our hearts according to your riches and glory, Lord God. Lord God, so I pull down every stronghold, Lord God, that tries to block my success, Lord God. Lord God, any stronghold, Lord God, is trying to block our movement, Lord God, our forward movement right now, Lord God. Spirit of stagnation, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you remove every spirit of stagnation, Lord God. Help us to not be stagnant, Lord God, but help us to keep moving, Lord God, and keep conquering, Lord God. You said that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, Lord God. So, Lord God, I pray against the spirit of stagnation, Lord God. Every spirit of stagnation that holds the blood of Jesus against us, Lord God. Lord God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we will achieve greatness, Lord God. Lord God, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, anything in my family life that has not connected to achievement, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that they be connected to achievement today, Lord God. Lord God, that anything that's standing in our way, Lord God, Lord of heaven, we remove them today, Lord God. Lord God, for David, Lord God, sat on the throne with Goliath, Lord God, had to be removed, Lord God. So, Lord God, we pray against the spirit of stagnation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Any demonic delay of our miracles, Lord God, I hold the blood of Jesus Christ against you, Lord God, that you will receive total destruction, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray that it will be removed today, Lord God. Lord God, that you will rebuke any destructive covenants, Lord God. Lord, that you will manifest yourself, Lord God, in our life, Lord God. Lord God, Lord God, help us to be used by you, Lord God. Help us to be used by you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, that we will receive deliverance from any generational problems, Lord God. Lord God, anything that was been caused in our generation or in our bloodline from generation to generation, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you will destroy it at the root today, Lord God. Any generational, Lord God, problems, Lord God, in the lives of my children, Lord God. I pray that they be removed today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Anything that started in our childhood that's still affecting our lives, Lord God, I pray that it be removed today, that it would go no farther, Lord God. Lord God, as we sit to this new year, Lord God, and this new month, Lord God, Lord God, we bind anything in our childhood that's still affecting our life, our finances, our marriages, our communication, Lord God. Lord God, let it be solution today, Lord God. Any problem that's been following us, Lord God, from the womb, Lord God, help us to be free from it today, Lord God. Any dreams, Lord God. Lord God, sometimes we get tormented in our dreams, Lord God, about our past, Lord God. Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that it be removed today, Father God, that you will give us deliverance from it today, Lord God. Any trauma that we have been through, Lord God, in our past, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that it does not affect our future, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we can live a life, Lord God, that's glorifying to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Anything that's causing us pain, whether it be physical or mental, Lord God, Lord God, give a solution to it today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, remove us, Lord God, from our Egypt, Lord God. Lord God, those situations that we're just trying to get away from, Lord God, that just keep holding us back, Father God. I pray that if we remove today, Lord God, remove us from Egypt, Lord God. Any Egypts in our lives, Lord God, remove it today, Lord God. The things that we've been praying for so long, Father God. I pray, Lord God, that we will receive solution for it today, Lord God. Any power that's trying to lead us into captivity, Lord God, I pray that it be removed today. I reject every form of sorrow, Lord God, every form of pain, Lord God. Let it be removed today, Lord God. I will not go down with the Lord God, but we will mount up, Lord God. Help us to not go down, Lord God. You said that we will mount up, Lord God, that you will mount us like eagles, Lord God, that we will soar, Lord God. So I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you're mounting us up, Lord God, that everything that we do, Lord God, will go up in the name of Jesus, Lord God, no matter the circumstance, that we know that you are higher, Lord God. That, Lord God, the name of Jesus is higher, Lord God. Lord God, we just ask you, Lord God, to step into our situation today and remove anything, any stubborn situation, Lord God, anything that's trying to not be removed, Lord God, and can't stay there, Lord God. So we ask you to step in today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we keep our focus on you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray, Lord God. We worship you, Lord God. Any long-time problem, Lord God, any long-term problem that's been in our life, Lord God. Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will bring solutions today, Lord God, that we will have limited possibilities, Lord God, that the anointing, we will have a limited anointing, Lord God, that the blood of Jesus, Lord God, will cover us and our families, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, that this is our month, Lord God. This is our month of unlimited possibilities, Lord God. Nothing will hold us back this month, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you grant us grace, Lord God. Grant us mercy, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Grant us patience, Lord God. And we need to wait, Lord God. Help us to grant us the patience to wait, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I declare this vessel, Lord God, I declare that it's glorified for you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, help us to be a vessel, Lord God, that you can use, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, that any financial struggle that we're going through, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that it be over, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that our battles is over, Lord God, that the warfare is over, Lord God. Lord God, I refuse to fight the same battles, Lord God, that I've been fighting all my life, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that there be an end, Lord God, today, Lord God, that we will find some type of end, Lord God, that we will find some type of solution, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, let them know that you are our God, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, arise and showcase your power inside of our life, Lord God, that you be magnified in our life, Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. any oppression, Lord God, anything that's trying to come against us, Lord God. Lord God, I pray that you put an end to it today, Lord God. Lord God, put a permanent end to any depression, Lord God. Put a permanent end to any anxiety, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, give us a new name. Lord God, help us to establish a new covenant with you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. We do not want to miss out on our blessing, Lord God. We do not want to miss out on our blessing, Lord God. Any long-time struggle, Lord God. Lord God, anything that we've been put an end, Lord God, to any long-time struggle in our life, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we just pray, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you prepare us, Lord God. Put an end to any, Lord God, help us, deliver us, Lord God, from my enemy, Lord God. Deliver us from my enemy, Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we just pray, Lord God. We just come to you, Lord God, and say we, Lord God, we surrender our life, Lord God. We in full surrendering, Lord God. In our life, Lord God, and ask you to have your way in our life, Lord God. You know the desires of our heart, Lord God. You know what we are in need of, Father God. You know the direction, Lord God, that we're going in, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you be the lamp in our footsteps, Lord God. I pray that you're guiding us, Lord God, and leading us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for preparing us, Lord God. Preparing us, Jesus, Lord God, for the assignment that you have, Lord God. Lord God, we've been climbing for so long. That position, Lord God, that we've been praying for so long, Lord God. Lord God, we just can continue to pray, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we can't go on this journey Lord God, without you, Lord God. So, Lord God, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, you make every crooked place straight, Lord God, and you tear up every stony ground, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, allow us, Lord God, to have grace this month, Lord God. Let this be the month of grace, Lord God. Let this be the month of multiple opportunities, Lord God. Showcase your power, Lord God, in Dallas' life, Lord God. Showcase your power in Denver's life, Father God. Lord God, let this month, Lord God, empower us to hear your voice, Lord God. So, Lord God, to help me, Lord God, be able to receive you, Lord God, and recognize your voice, Lord God. Help us to be able to recognize you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Every assignment or any agenda, Lord God, that the enemy has for our life, Lord God, we bind it in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You said whatever we bind in heaven, Lord God, it would be bound on earth, Lord God. So we thank you for that this morning, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for this prayer, praise, and deliverance line, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we can come and stand in the gap for others, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that we can come here to motivate and inspire each other, Lord God, to keep going and pressing towards the mark, Lord God. Lord God, because we know that there's something beautiful and oppressive, Lord God. Lord God, you wouldn't brought us this far just to leave us right here, Lord God, and we know that, Lord God. You will not put more on us than we can bear, Father God. So, Lord God, help us to give us strength, Lord God. Give us strength and understanding, Lord God, that you got us, Lord God. You got us, Lord God, that no arrow, Lord God, will come near us, Lord God. Lord God, no wickedness will come near us, Lord God, that we will triumph, Lord God, over scorpions, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for being our refuge, Jesus. Thank you for being a strong tower, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, thank you, Lord God, for the courage to switch courses, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for helping us not to procrastinate, Lord God. Lord God, help us, Lord God, to receive grace, Lord God, to not to procrastinate, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Amen. We're going to get the names of anybody that's here, Lord God, on the prayer line that wants to give your name. You can do so now.
Good morning, everyone. Sister Sheila, I'm listening.
If you need me to pray, I will.
Okay, good morning. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, this is Brian. I'm listening.
Good morning, Celestia Casey, listening in agreement.
Good morning, this is Sister Mary. Good morning. This is Sister Marie. I was on mute. Good morning. Did you get my name?
Sister Marie? Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning. This is Teresa. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Linda. Still in the hospital, still asking for prayer.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so we got the names of everybody that's here on the prayer line. Did anybody have a prayer request or a praise report?
Yes, this is Darlene B., and I thank the Lord this morning for the prayers for my sister. We prayed for her yesterday concerning passing the written test for her license. And so she passed that yesterday, and so today she needs to take the driving test. So we want to pray that Benita will pass her driving test this morning or whenever she takes it today, and that she'll be able to go ahead and get that license and then get a car. So we'll be praying for Benita. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. This is Yvonne. Prayer for my sister, Willie Mae, that they find out what's wrong with her. She in the hospital.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Celestica. I have a prayer request for myself. I went yesterday for my mammogram, and I have a really bad reaction on my left side girl, and I don't know what's wrong. I tried to call them yesterday, but they couldn't squeeze me in, so I will be back today. I just don't want anything bad because it's just keeping on itching and getting red with a really bad kind of itchy heart sensation. So just for healing. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. My prayer this morning is desire, discipline, and delight in a life of fasting, and presented my body a living sacrifice to God. Just a closer walk with Him each day, and for my family. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Sister Linda. Can you hear me?
Yes,
ma'am. Yes, we can.
Yes, okay. I'm calling to asking prayer for me, for myself. I'm still in the hospital. I'm asking prayer for me to get well where I can go home.
Amen. Okay.
Thank you.
So if that's all the prayer requests we have this morning, I want prayer requests for over my business, and just God will lead me in making the right decisions for my business.
Okay, shall we all come in and pray for these requests now? Let's just pray at this point so that God.
Lord God, we pray for Sister Darlene and her sister, Mother Roger, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for anybody that's on drugs, Lord God, going through something, Lord God, grieving, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God.
Faith walks.
We pray
in the name of Jesus, because you say walk by grace. I mean, walk by faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we walk in our peace. We walk in our deliverance. We walk in our healing.
Thank you, Lord.
We walk in our sanctification. Walk in holiness, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. As we commune with you, continue to talk to you, Father, continue to give you the first fruit of our morning, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are a holy God, and you are a loving God. You are a just God. You are truth, justice, righteousness, and justice. So we thank you right now, God. In everything, Lord, we give you thanks, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we are grateful. We are thankful, Father, for the things that you have done, the things that you are doing, and the things that you are about to do in our lives, Father, in our family lives. Thank you for
healing
and deliverance of our lives, Father. Hallelujah. Deliver us from evil, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your protection upon us
right now, in the name of Jesus.
You were Mary, Moses, James, and April McNeil, Father, my uncles, Robert June, hallelujah, Johnny, April, Father, my cousins, my nieces, my nephews, Father, in the name of Jesus for me, hallelujah, for Tanya, hallelujah, and her children, and their children, Father, in the name of Jesus, for Jonathan, Adrian, Rosa, Victoria, John, in the name of Jesus, their children, their grandchildren, and their children's children. In the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you for salvation, healing, and deliverance. Thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus,
I give you the
right.
I give you the right. In your Son, Jesus' mighty name. In everything, give thanks.
Lord,
in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We command the commander of our morning today, Father. Our day is holy and our entire day shall be holy. This day in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We need you. Hallelujah. We need your leadership. We need your guidance. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, guide us. With your eye, guide us by the skillfulness of your hands. Order our steps to stay in your word, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
We praise the Lord this morning, right at the top of the hour, and we're grateful for all these prayers, and we believe that the Lord God Almighty is pleased with the fact that we are coming to him in spirit and in truth. So I cover and seal all our prayers with the blood of Jesus, and I decree this morning that no weapon formed against us shall prosper.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, I decree every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject them, and they shall not come to pass. We send it back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. And I thank God for the angels that protect us as we go from one destination to the next. I decree that there shall be no accidents or incidences as we travel. And I thank everyone that has sown into the ministry and or my life. And either way, you are sowing into good ground. And I decree that your seed multiplies exceedingly. Some will receive the 30-fold blessing, some of 60-fold, and some 100-fold. And I also make a declaration that the Lord God of our fathers make you 1,000 times more than what you are, and bless you as he has promised in Deuteronomy 1 and 11. Hallelujah. I decree that we are continuously humbling ourselves before the Lord and that we rise above our circumstances. I decree that we are healed by the stripes of Jesus. I decree that there shall be peace in our homes each and every day. We shall see the blessings of the Lord upon us that make us rich and add no sorrow to it. I decree that we are the seed of Abraham through Christ Jesus. And in blessing, he blesses us. In multiplying, he multiplies us as the stars of the heavens and as the sands of the seashores. I decree that souls are being saved by the prayers of the righteous. And I decree and declare that blessings overtake us and we have more than enough in the name of Jesus. I decree that every financial mountain is removed from our lives and we are the lender and not the borrower and we are debt free in the name of Jesus. My God, my God. I am making a declaration that we are victorious through Jesus Christ. So let us continue to rejoice in the Lord, because the Lord God is our strength. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And he is making our feet like hind feet. We are in a sure place with him as we walk upon the high places. So as we continue to come together, we remember that we are workers together with the Lord. Amen. I love each and every one of you, and I thank you for loving me back. And we will continue to love one another, love our families, and to the kingdom, those who are hard to love, love them anyway, because that is what God did towards us. He gave us his love, and we want to show love and draw people to Jesus Christ through the love that's in our lives. Amen. Have a beautiful day. Come back tomorrow. We will see what God will do in and through our Apostle Horsley and his beautiful bride, Evangelist Wonderland. Go in peace. Amen. Man. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, and love offering anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904
904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.